Men shin tesvov seif vov. Kshemesadrim chaviyoy zu al gabi zu, achas al gabi shtayim. A person has barrels of wine, and he puts them one on top of each other, and then on top of one near each other, and on top of it he puts a third one, like a pyramid. Oiches biyodai ha'elyoy. Now the way that he will do it, he will hold the top one, v'yesader ha'tachtoyin ha'tachter, and then he will put the bottom ones inside. Aval yesader ha'tachtoyin ha'tchilo v'yaniach ha'elyoy. But not to put first the bottom ones and then to put on top the Elyoinu. Because he's doing oil, two mechitzas is the two sides of the chaviyos, with a halal tefach in between them, and then he covers it. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Gavim Choftes explains this halacha. Lo yasadu mishum da'ovit ke'en oil k'shemesadu achakach Elyoinu milemala shu kegag al hamechitzas. V'avde ba'oil tzorich la'avir shatachto. It's only also if he needs the avir, even if he's not doing it letzel, but if he needs the avir shetachtov, as a tnai that is also in a mita, because you need avir shetachtov, it's also mechitzes ve'achakach gag. And the only eitz is to do gag ve'achakach mechitzes. Now we learn that b'shinu you're allowed to. Ve'avde ba'oyel tzorich la'avir shetachtov, bein ha'mechitzes. So chenami tzorich la'avir shebeneyem, shomisabshim ilu lo yhoyo avir beneyem. It's considered that it's tzorich la'avir shebeneim because it will get moldy, the wine will get spoiled if the chaviyos will be touching each other, so he needs space. And this halacha by me is a very big chidush. I understand the mitzvah is called tzorich la'avir shetachtov. Even that, the person really is doing the bed for sitting on it, not for being under it, but it's tzorich la'avir shetachtov. We see the table with a shayla if it's tzorich la'avir shetachtov or not, and see if gimel. Here, if you would not have a dinos, I want to explain, take a bed. He wants to hide the shoes under the bed. He wants to put a blanket under the bed. He wants to put a mattress under the bed. This is called the tzorich la'avir shetachtov. Here, he would prefer not to have the top chavis over these two chavis. And he would have enough air without the oil shaboy, without the mokim ha'mechusa shaboy. So the fact that he puts on top is considered he's doing oil, it's a big chidush. Seif zayin. Mutar la'aniach sefer, when a person is learning or even not, he's allowed to put one sefer. Echod mikan ve'echod mikan, one from here and one from here, and the sefer in the middle, a pyramid, and again, he has a halal tefach and gevet tefach in between the two books covered by a book on top, sefer. Why are you allowed to? Hoil ve'in tzorich la'avir shetachtem. He doesn't need it, he's just putting it, he's piling it up. So the halacha that it's mutar because it's ein tzorich la'avir shetachtem. But here is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah is coming to ask a different shaila, what with covered as falling? He's putting one sefer, that the other sefer that he's learning, he's putting one gemara to put on top of it another gemara that he could learn from the top gemara. He's mishtamish, he's mevaz at the bottom sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah Sif Gadol Lamed discusses the shaila. Mishnah Berurah says the following: Echad mikan v'ayinu davka k'shetzorich lilmed mishneim. Oisha sefer atachton munach shom kvar. There's two ways that it's mutter, that he wants to learn with both. So even that now he's putting the top to make it higher, but he's bringing it to use both. It's no chisorim. Or he should come munach shom. So the man is not a bizarin, even though he's putting it on top, that he wants it to be higher. The ilavoch yavshu roitze kede lagbia a sefer ha'elyon lil moed boy. Yesh bizarin la sefer ha'tachte. Ve'af b'choy lo su. Avon gen avroam si mekup nundal mitzad lehatir. V'chen b'chay odo mekla lamed alef kosav de yesh lehatir. And the Mishnebue and Simen kuf nundal sivkod lamed alef it's soisem to be matir dehainu loy mi boye to learn for it you're allowed to, or if it's already there, just even to put it to be makbia he's mitzada that it's muta. And lechur the same thing if you have a stender and you want the siddur to be on top and you put another sefer that will not slip down, it's also muta. The pesukim clear if the shit is that you're allowed to use a sefer for another sefer, and if you're going to use both of them, it's mashna that it's muta in every case. The shayla, if the same heter applies, if you want to put a sefer to protect you, that the sun will not shine on the sefer that you're learning and you will not get disturbed from it. It's also mutar only when you magbia with the sefer, the other sefer is not a derech bizoyan. But for learning to use one sefer to protect the other sefer, mechateise. Shem shayla, the poets can have telina the gemara when you're sitting and learning. It's also a mutar. Seifches. Kol oyel Meshupa, she'en begagui tefach. Seif ches is really the yesoides of seif later, yud aleph, yud beis, yud gimel. We'll learn now the seif ches lekshe'atzmoi. Kol oyel meshupa she'en begagui tefach. A person makes a roof that is pointy, that is no halal tefach on top. And in the first three tefachim from the top, it doesn't get wider in a shiur tefach. Hareze oil arai. Even if he did it bekva, it's oil arai. V'ha'oizo yitzel lekatchile b'shabes poto. This seif is coming to say that there's a tnai in oil that it has to be a rochav tefach, a wide tefach on top. If it's less than wide like a tefach, it's no isur asiyas oil. Not only that, it also has to be that in the first three tefachim from the point, it doesn't get wider in the shiur tefach, but if it gets wide in the shiur tefach, it's also. Now, the Mishnah Berurah learns that the chiddush of this halacha is, even if you do it ba'ifen kavua, while it doesn't have a shiur tefach, it's only also with the rabbanon. Now, the Mishnah Berurah learns in the Berurah halacha, but even if you do it arai, it's also also with the rabbanon. Mitzad lo yiplup. Again, if you do it halal tefach, bekavua de'raise, halal tefach, gag tefach, be'arai de'rabbanon. Here's nischalish that poris mitefach bekvias is only also with the rabbanon, and the Mishnah Berurah is mechalish the Berurah halacha that lefi the Rambam it's also also, even if you're doing it arai. Rashi holds that it's mutar. Poris michshiu halal tefach is mutar lekatchile. Prime Godim learns that Rashi is only matir when it's arai. But if you're doing it bekva, then Rashi is made that it's also with the Rabbanon. We'll see now the Mishnah Berurah inside how he's misaken these halachas. He's gotten lamed base. Kol oil haynu afilu asoy kva shiskaim kama yomim. Mikol mokim kevon shen begag tefach lichoshiv rak oil arai. Meshupa v'u adin masoy agag b'shove. Gam ken in chayim achmosa. It's not only if it's pointy, if it's straight, but it's less wide from a tefach, it's no isu. Dei raise. Even if it's kavua. אלם גם רוחב טפח זה בלעבור כי לכל שיבו היה. ועוד אינו גם משובה משום סייפה להשמין את דווקא אם לא היה בפוחס משול יש סמוך לגג רוחב טפח. דהיינו שאין משרחב טפח עד לאחר שיעודו של השפוחים. הוי משרחב וסטפח בתור שלושה, הרי הוא כאילו יגג הטפח. But if it gets wider inside שלושה and altogether in the space here you have a shiur, טפח it's also. משנבורה doesn't discuss when this pointy oil, tent, goes down, what happens if toward the end it becomes straight? So then Mishnah Berurah later will see that maybe the Mishnah Berurah says that we're looking at like the straight part is the mechitzes and the rest is the roof and it's the biyosu. She'en begagot tefach, aval im yesh begagot tefach, choshiv oyel kva v'chayev, if he did it bekvias. She'en matzino oyel itume tefach, v'davko she'asoy lekva, then it's osu, and yuchayev chatos. אבל לארה, כאילו שפורס מחצלס על גבי ארבע עמודים, אף שיש בגגל כמה צפוחים, יסור רק בידי רבונן, זה דה לא חבילו נין the whole time. But so here's the חילש, that even in אין חלל טבח, is פוטור אבל אוסו. זה משתבור סיבקון למדי פוטור, היינו מחטוס, אבל אוסו מידי רבונן, גזיר אותו אויל קבוע. רמבן גנברום שכל זו לדעס הריב והרמבן, אבל לדעס רשי והראש והשולחון אורוך, לדעס רשי והראש, כיוון שהן בגג ותפח לחושי בו יקלה למותה לכתחילה איבן בערי, איבן בקווה, איבן בקווה. השולחן אורוך, נצד עד עצרוס וסוסם כדעס הרחיב והרמב״ם. חיינו גם דעס רבנותם ופרימיגודים מצדת, that even Rashi and the Rosh HaMoided, if you do it for קווה, it's also מן רבונן. And here the Berurah Halacha is מעריך that even when it's ערי, it's also also מן רבונן. And here's very interesting to Shaila. We know, we learn in Shin Aleph, that you're not allowed to go with a hat that has a very big cap that is rochav, a shiur, tefach. We're not going in now to that halacha. It's also ke'oyel. But there no one asks it chatzi tefach. It's aray the hat, but the tefach it's also. Chatzi tefach, we never heard of. Before shna halacha, you're allowed to go with a hat if it's not rochav tefach. Lefi the Rambam, that we ask her, even poris mitefach, mitzad liplug, what is the difference? And for sure, there's a lot of mokim to miyashiv. It's not nirik oil bichlal. It's not meant to be oil b'chai gavne. B'meile, we only have to be machmir if it's rochav tefach. More from that, we don't have to be machmir. It's a very interesting shaila. We said, Mishnah Berurah says, that pochit mishiu tefach, you're allowed to do it like atchile. Fideras ha-Rambam ve'arosh. Again, poris mishu tefach ledas, I'm sorry, rosh v'rashi, you're allowed to do it lekatchile. If you're the Rambam, it's also with the Rabbonon. But no one holds that chatzi tefach is deraisa, even if he's doing it kva. And the Shmir Shabbat Kilchoso, he brings down the Shaila. Be'etzem, he brings it down from Reb Chaim Noe. What would be if a person has already a Chassi Tefach and he adds the Chassi Tefach in Shabbos? It's allowed to? Or it's a Isul Dei Raisa? It's a Isul Dei Rabbonon? Shem Zaman wants to say that it's a Isul Dei Raisa, it's not a Chassi Shiu. He was Mashlim L'Shiu, like Koisef or Yisachas, and he's Mashlim L'Seifa. Chaim Noe is Mesupik about it. Chaim Noe is Mesupik about it. B'meile, you have to know if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. So the Maisa, Isu de Rabbonon for sure is here. Shaila is if it's an Isu de Reise. Now, in this aloha here, the Bira aloha brings down a Shaila, it's very, very negea, about the umbrellas. We know that Godru Gidrei Oivas Oilom not to use an umbrella in Shabbos, not to open it, and even if it's open, not to carry it, and apoyre it together in Shechenu Nochosh. Now the Shaila, why? The Bira Aloha brings down from the Lady Biyuda, that could be the Isu de Reise. And the Shaila is why? And there's a couple of questions here. First, it's something that you carry with your hand. And we learn that things that you carry with the hand are not considered oil. You're allowed to hold a talis, both hands, because it's not considered oil. This is what we learn in Medasa Chazanish. So why here it's also inside oil? Shlomo Zalman says, because the umbrella, b'chol mokim shehi, has the same umbrella. Has a shem oil. So it's considered oil. It's not like a talis that doesn't have a shem oil. Ba'asher u'sham. Only because he's holding it. So mel, it's not called that he did oil. Umbrella ba'asher who has a shem umbrella. Shmuel Oyerbach, the Ocher Shabbos being done from Shmuel Oyerbach a bit different. That this is the tzura of the oil. So it's called the oil. Normal oil that you're holding in the hand is not a real tzura. A real tzura is to hold it with sticks. Umbrella is meant like that. B'meile, it's also. Very nice svarah. Well, this could be the hezber on hats. Why we go on the tefach? You're holding it in your hands, in your head. Why is it easier to go with a hat if it has a sheer tefach oil? Again, we have to go into these halachas again, but I'm saying that part. Because this is the way, this is the tzura. Now, there's another shaila here. L'chura and our umbrellas, it's not like the bir halacha. It's like you close and you open it. It's like kisa trakskol. And we learn in Seif Hei that you're allowed to do it if it's Asuila Oyel. Even if it's Asuila Oyel, because it's meant like that. And the Chaznish really wants to say that the Isur is the Isur de Rabbonon, Metakin Mone, not Mitzad, the Isur Oyel. Chaznish really is Tomea. Maybe here that it's made Mamish Letzura, it's worse. It's worse. It's very hard to know what is the answer. It could be like we saw. Chashav is being down from Eliashiv, that you have these big rings that open to oil, because the whole tzura is made, here is no heter, maybe in the umbrellas also could be this isu. It's not so clear. And for sure the shaila is, what is the isu to carry it? If it's open before Shabbos, it's maris ayin, I'm not speaking about going out chutz latchum. What is the isu to carry in the umbrella? What is the maris ayin? What is exactly the isu? Any idea? Any idea exactly what is the isu? Mikol Mokim, I want to read from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Perek of Dalet, Seif Tesvov, Geder Godru Gdoi Leaderes, She'ein Liftoyach Mitria, you're not allowed to open an umbrella, or for protecting from sun, Shim Shia, Ben Beshabbos Abiyontes, and even if it's open Beboid Yoim, Ein Lishtamesh Boim, even a place that is a Eruv. But, if you have one connected to the floor and you open it, on a porch and it's open, you're allowed to. And he says the same thing, you're allowed to open it on top of a carriage if it's connected to the carriage. Some want to say that in the carriage maybe it's different. We have to know the difference. Seiftes, mishmeres, shetolim oisolotes boshmorim lesanen. It's like a sifter, material sifter, that's like a hat. I'll say like a clan hat. Umoitchim pio lechol tzad, and you pull it to every side, and the pointy place goes into the keli. Choshuv, asiyas oil ve'osu l'toysi, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. The Mishabur brings down, Sivgon la'medvov meshameres ve'nire da'osu kemin sak, shekorim lingzak, v'urochov u'pasuach lemalo, it has a hole, v'sosum v'chodud lemato, like a clown hat, and you put it upside down, u'machnisim k'tzei ha'chodud v'teich ha'kli, v'ak'tzei ha'elion ha'rochov mesavim misvoy spiru alas ha'kli, the pointy point goes in, and the other side, he pulls to the side, ונמצאו גג לכלי ואוסו קרויל ואוסו מן הרבונון. aber litlo is a mishamelet ki shtucho al izi yosel vekli ובלי כלי תחתו המוטר, ואפילו אל ארי לחושי. וכל שכן המוטר ליטלו יש כלי ביוסד. Now, this הלוכה, בעצם השם, we'll see, and see if you give me much more protein of this הלוכה. Because we have to know to cover a כלי, it's called oil or not, it's not also the oil. And the מחיסוס already was there. Not so poshut. And the Gemara, some Rishonim that learned that kisi kelim is not oil, they learn that the Isur here is nire kemeshamer, that it looks like he's sifting, he's berer and Shabbos. This is the Isur. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we'll see and see if Yud Gimel, and then see if Shin Yud Tes, Mishnah Berurah brings down different study that has a tnai, that the kisui is a halal tefach in between the food and the cover. If not, it's not also. We'll see in Shin Yud Tes that if you don't cover the whole keili, only chelik from the keili, also it's not also. They were not goyzer. So you have to know exactly what is this seif and when it's also and it's not also. Be'ez Hashem, we'll sit and see if you'd gimel, v'siyata dishmaya.